everyone. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. This is your host, Estelle. Merry Christmas! Christmas is this week. Although we don't have any days off, we can still enjoy the holiday atmosphere. People tend to be more friendly, beautiful Christmas decorations and lights are everywhere, and there is holiday food, holiday movies, and holiday discounts. Today, we are going to talk about another integral part of the holiday, Christmas carols. Carol 这个字是圣诞颂歌的意思，也可以当动词使用，表示到户外或是家家户户门前唱圣诞歌。A carol is a happy or religious song, usually one sung at Christmas. There are a wide variety of Christmas songs. Well-known ones include Silent Night, Last Christmas, Winter Wonderland, All I Want for Christmas Is You, and more. And today's video picks out things that don't make sense in some famous Christmas songs. Go check it out and learn more about those carols. And I am also going to share a Christmas song I like at the end of today's episode, so don't go away. 今天我会在结束前和大家分享一首我今年听到最喜欢的圣诞歌，所以一定一定要听到最后哦。Now it's time for our sentence of the day.I don't know. I see all of these nativity scenes with Jesus being the center of attention and Mary just off to the side with everyone else. 慢一点再来一次。I don't know. I see all of these nativity scenes with Jesus being the center of attention and Mary just off to the side with everyone else.发音的部分首先要注意的是句子最前面的 I don't know 这边的 don't T 的音可以省略，只要轻轻的顿一下就好了。 I don't know 几乎就像是把 N 的音直接连起来。 I don't know。 再来呢，这个句子里面呢有非常多长音 E 的音，像是 see these scenes Jesus being这些的意义呢，嘴巴都要记得往旁边张开。那也要注意一下不一样的短音 it。在 nativity 这个字里面，第一个 I 跟字尾的 Y 都是发短音 it。好，我们来练习念一下句子的这个部分。I see all of these nativity scenes with Jesus being the center of attention. I see all of these nativity scenes with Jesus being the center of attention.I see all of these nativity scenes with Jesus being the center of attention. 接下来我们来看一下抑扬顿挫的部分。这个句子停顿的地方可以停在 I don't know 之后， scenes 之后， with 之前，还有 attention 后 and 之前。像这样 I don't know 停一下， I see all of these nativity scenes 再停一下， with Jesus being the center of attention.再停一下 and Mary just off to the side with everyone else. 其实这些停顿点并不是每一个都一定要停，而是如果你需要换气的话，最好是停在这些点上面，比较不会断句不顺或是语义怪怪的。那这个句子语调的部分呢，在 I don't know 这边呢有加强语气往下的感觉。 I don't know 表示对后面要说的事情呢匪夷所思或是不确定，然后后面的句子呢其实音调都是慢慢往上扬，来表示对这段话的质疑。I don't know. I see all of these nativity scenes with Jesus being the center of attention and Mary just off to the side with everyone else. 就是表示质疑，有一点点像问句的感觉。好，现在我们就来看看今天要学习的重点单字。第一个单字呢是 nativity. Nativity 它是个名词，意思是出生、诞生，在前面加上 the。The Nativity 特别指的就是耶稣诞生圣诞，像是 Christmas is a celebration of the Nativity， 圣诞节就是在颂扬耶稣诞辰。第二个单字我们来看到 scene 也是名词，意思是情景、场景、场面，像是 There were heartbreaking scenes throughout the protest movement where young demonstrators are brutally beaten by the police. 抗争运动期间，年轻示威者被警察残忍殴打的场景令人痛心。 Scene 也可以指舞台剧、电影或是电视剧的场景、幕或是镜头。For example, the scene where Jack and Rose shared their first kiss on the bow of the Titanic under the breathtaking sunset stayed in the hearts of millions of fans. 杰克与罗斯在美丽夕阳下的铁达尼号船头初次接吻的场景深植于非常多粉丝心中。Scene 也可以指发脾气或吵闹。A kid in the toy store made a scene because his mother wouldn't buy him the toy he wanted. 玩具店里的小孩因为妈妈不买给他想要的玩具而大吵大闹。而今天句子里面的 Nativity Scene 字面上看起来是耶稣诞生场景，那它其实是圣诞节国外会摆出来的装置艺术，它会用模型摆出耶稣诞生的场景，或者是真人演出还原那个场面。那通常它的背景就会是一个马厩，然后必备的角色就是婴儿耶稣、他的母亲玛利亚，还有玛利亚的丈夫圣约瑟。这种摆设在美国电影中其实蛮常见的，相信大家都看过。如果没看过的话，可以在 Google上面打 Nativity Scene 就会出现很多耶稣诞生场景的图片。今天的第三个单字，我们来看到 Center 意思是中心点、中心、中央。 For example, the soprano is singing in the center of the stage. 女高音在舞台中央唱歌。 Soprano 是女高音，而 alto 就是女低音。 Center 除了可以指实体上的中间之外，也可以指事物最重要的核心、中心。像是句子里面 center of attention 就是关注的中心、瞩目的焦点。The young actress who got nominated for multiple awards for her first film was the center of attention during the award ceremony. 首部电影便被提名多个奖项的年轻女演员是颁奖典礼中备受瞩目的焦点。此外 ，center 也可以当作动词使用，意思是将某物放在中央或是始至终。For example, he centered the picture of his family on the wall. 他将全家福照挂在墙壁中央。动词 center 也可以指集中，像是 The movie centers on a teenage girl's journey of starting a new life away from home. 这部电影以一位青少女离家开启新生活的旅途为中心。今天的最后一个单字是 side。Side 意思是侧边或是边缘，那 to the side 就有偏离、远离中心、略到一边的意思。像是 Can you do it? I'm too afraid, so I will just be off to the side cheering you on. 你可以去吗？我太怕了，所以我就待在一旁帮你加油就好。这很像是看到朋友在做危险的事情说的话。今天句子里面的意思就是说，玛丽被略在一边都没有人理，就算她才刚辛苦生完小孩。Now let's go through our sentence one last time. I don't know. I see all of these nativity scenes with Jesus being the center of attention and Mary just off to the side with everyone else. Yeah, now that I think about it, it seems very unfair to Mary, doesn't it? She just gave birth. Why is a mother always neglected?Anyways, it's just a Christmas display. We don't have to take it that seriously. Just be grateful to your own mother and treat her nicely, okay? Get her a gift for Christmas. Finally, the song I want to share with you guys today is Christmas Valentine by Ingrid Michaelson and Jason Mraz. It's really new. It was released in late November.Christmas Valentine is a cute and catchy song with a joyful rhythm. 这首歌很新，今年11月底才发布，歌词跟 MV 都很可爱。The song is about wanting to spend the holiday with another person as each other's Valentine and making Christmas as sweet as Valentine's Day. And if you love one another and cherish every moment you have together, every day can be like a holiday.Alright, that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. What do you think about Christmas? What's your favorite Christmas song? Leave a comment and share it with us. Don't forget to record your own challenge and share this episode with all of your friends. I hope you all have a great week and a Merry Christmas. Bye!